This week's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
When you look specifically at the House Agriculture Committee, two-thirds of the Republican members will be freshmen. So I think one of the things that underscores, particularly for agriculture and the cotton industry, is that it's going to take a lot of education to make these new members aware of the importance of an effective and predictable farm policy, particularly as we sit here just in the months leading up to the debate of the 2012 Farm Bill.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
That comes back to the challenges we face in the federal budget. You know, we're all aware of the budget deficits that we've been running right now and the fact that it's a very tight budget situation. A lot of the new members of Congress that were elected, particularly on the House, Republicans have made deficit reduction one of their main priorities in controlling budgets. So that may put us into a process of where as we go through the FY 2012 budget process, we could see some efforts to try to reduce, restrict, or cut funding. How that affects agriculture is yet to be seen, but that's certainly one of the things that we have to guard against is just the overall budget pressures that are out there and make sure that those cuts are not inequitable for agriculture.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
One is the ongoing dispute that we've had with Brazil. We know that Brazil was authorized to seek retaliation, which means they could impose higher tariffs on products that came from the United States. They did not do that, but there is an agreement in place between the United States and Brazil that suspends that retaliation through the development of the Farm Bill. So presumably, as this Farm Bill process proceeds forward, there will have to be some actions taken to address and try to resolve this dispute.
Cut 4, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Frank Lucas of Oklahoma will be the new chairman of the committee, and one of the key subcommittees, the General Farm Commodity Subcommittee, which has jurisdiction over commodity and crop insurance programs, will be chaired by Representative Mike Conaway of Texas, whose district is one of the most significant cotton producing areas. So I think it's important to keep that in mind too.
Cut